Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Reverend Darius Pridgen of True Bethel Baptist Church and president of the Buffalo Common Council is with us again this morning. We talked with you yesterday morning, but it was before the president's visit. And Darius, I have to say, we couldn't help but notice you had the ear of the president for quite a while yesterday, seemingly more than any other elected official. The president appeared to be doing a lot of listening. I'm wondering if you can share your conversation with us.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. The conversation with the president, it was many things, but the biggest part of it was his concern about the victims' families and about the community. He expressed that clearly, and so did Dr. Biden, his wife, the First Lady. And we had a lot of discussion about that and about neighborhoods that had, including, he brought up Scranton, had been divided by, what some people thought was progress in the past. And really how to move forward. There was a lot of talk among the electeds about greater resources that were needed. So our mayor talked a lot to him about that, Senator Schumer. But I think the main focus really, we stayed away from a lot of political talk because they were focused on why they were here. And it was really about mourning with those who mourn, and then a commitment of a further conversation about inner cities. And, you know, that was so important to me that he continued to have that discussion, that it wasn't just a ride through, get a photo op, and then ride out. He really wanted to hear our hearts.
You know, he yesterday called white supremacy a poison and urged Americans to not stay silent after the Buffalo attack. I think that's exactly what you said to us yesterday morning.
Well, you know, that's what I've been saying ever since the massacre occurred. And again, you know, shared that sentiment with him, how important it was for people to hear the president of the United States say it, you know, even before he got to Buffalo. For him to take that tremendous amount of time and then to meet with so many of the families in private and hear their hearts. And he, you know, the president had, back to Air Force One, it was almost like people who were directing them was, you know, we got to get here. And he just, it was like he didn't even hear him. He just kept walking, kept talking, kept asking questions, which was appreciated.
Yeah, he didn't announce any legislation or call on Congress to do anything specifically. But how much did that visit matter, not just to those families, but to this community?
You know, I think it meant a great deal. And where some, and, you know, I've been asked this question, okay, what do we do now? And what I was glad about is he didn't take this time to do politics. He took this time and really came here sincerely, from what I saw, to mourn with those who mourn, and to be present in the space where it occurred. And then, you know, so the talk about, you know, legislation or, you know, what I personally didn't want to hear yesterday. I don't want to hear anything about past presidents. I don't want to hear anything about politics. I want to hear the leader of the free world mourn with those who have lost loved ones. And so I was okay not hearing about future legislation or what we're going to do in D.C. because we hear that all the time. You know, you hear people say, oh, yeah, when it's a tragedy, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. And we know that it takes votes to get that done. So there's no one powerful person who can make that happen. But what the powerful person, the leader of our country, could do at this very moment is to be present.
You know, when the cameras leave, the national media is gone, when things quiet down, when the memorial is no longer growing, what happens then? How does this community move forward?
You know, it's so much. I don't even know if my brain, to be very honest, is wrapped around what happens next, because now we're in the process of the funerals and you know, preparing for all of that. And spent my morning on, you know, families looking for repast places and setting up for one of the funerals at our church. And so it's like almost like when you're in this stage, there's probably a lot of other people who could tell you that, because their heads, you know, they're not in the same headspace I'm in right now. So I don't, for once, I don't really have a clear answer, because I haven't gotten beyond, and I'm just being completely honest with you, I haven't gotten beyond Saturday well yet. So talking about like next Saturday, I'll be honest, I don't know, because next Saturday I have a funeral of a person who was gunned down.
Wow, I totally get it, Darius. Are you having more than one funeral at your church?
Right now, it looks as if it's one. What it shows, you know, I do a lot of funerals at our church, and a lot of times it's for people who don't have a church home, and we provide that space. What this shows about the people who are in TOPS, who went to church, who have church homes, who, you know, have that support network, is that this murderer took the lives of a lot of good people. And so you won't see the influx of people needing a True Bethel for funerals, because so many of them were already attached to a church or a house of worship.
Okay. I want to ask you something before we let you go. We had someone else from the faith community on this morning, the Reverend Kinzer Pointer from Liberty Missionary Baptist Church. And I asked him this question. I want to ask you the same. Have you given any thought, and I know you said you can't even get to Saturday yet, but have you given any thought to how to honor these victims with a memorial?
No, I haven't, and I think that sometimes, you know, and I'll use the government hat, sometimes government comes up with stuff without the people, and I want to be careful about that. I think that the families should be a part of making a decision, even if they want a memorial, and if they do, what that should look like, and how we should go about that. So, because what often happens, again, in these situations that we've seen across the country, is that people pay attention to the families while the cameras are here, but you got to pay attention to them when the cameras go away, and when we are not the focus of our community around the world. And then you sit down, and after you've given the family time to grieve as a way to get more through the process, that should be something that happens for them. But I want to be clear, a sign on Jefferson is not going to be enough. It has to be a sign of progress in our community. That really helps in the healing process. It has to be the TOPS still making a commitment to our community, and the people being healed mentally so that they can go back to life again, although forever changed. So I think as we move past burying the dead, and again, my focus right now is really helping so many people get through this process of burying the dead. We haven't even buried one yet. And so after that occurs, I think that those families should be involved in that discussion.
Darius, thank you. We do appreciate your time this morning, and we're thinking of you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Darius Pridgen, a pastor of True Bethel Baptist Church and president of the Buffalo Common Council.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.